Carnival of Illusion. Come to Tucson. Now that is the funniest music for me.
It's
an
illusion.
Magicians coming on. It's an illusion of sound. Our next guests are Roland Sarlot and Susan Ayad, who are nationally touring illusionists, and they're getting ready to feature their Carnival of Illusion show in Tucson, Arizona. Here they're doing 52 shows, which is a ton. And you can learn more at carnivalofillusion.com. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Champagne Sundays. How are you?
Well, thank you for inviting us to your party, Nancy and Lisa. I'd like to propose a toast.
Well, thank you. Can you speak up a little louder?
I can try, and we have an old phone here and a new one.
Okay. Yes. Okay, and Roland, you're on the line here, too?
I'm here as well. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Well, you know what? I have a champagne toast to you both, because I heard that you won the Excellence in Magic 2009 award.
Cool.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that's pretty up there, isn't it?
Well, it's awesome. We were really appreciative for receiving that award. And what happened is we were performing this summer in August, I believe it was, in Michigan at the country's oldest magic convention.
Oh, cool.
And we were paid performers. We were opening up the gala show. And we weren't applying for anything, but what happened was they awarded us with this as a surprise, and it was phenomenal.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
Cool.
That's awesome. Now, Roland, can you tell us, is there a difference between being a magician and an illusionist?
Well, I think traditionally illusion was pieces that were much larger, and maybe magic and sleight of hand were things that were smaller and in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I think that the definitions are kind of blended. But mm-hmm. we do all of that. So Susan and I have done shows for 1,000-plus people, huge casinos, and this new show that we're doing is very small and intimate with just 35 people.
Cool. Mm. So now, as a magician/illusionist, can you get rid of my spare tire from all these Valentine's treats we've been trying for the show?
I think the answer is less marshmallows.
Yeah.
Well, then can you
More
get
champagne.
Rid of the government?
Oh, there goes Nancy. There it is. And Susan, I hear that you're one of the few female musicians in the world, and you know that's I can't think of many at all, if any. What is that like being, you know, one of the few, you know, female magicians out there?
Well, as not a musician, I tell you that much. I can't carry a tune, but a magician. That's really kind of tricky because there's a lot of stereotypes that says, you know, the boy is the magician and the girl is the assistant.
Right.
That just, it just doesn't fly. I have a little bit too big of a backbone. And Roland said, hey, go for it. So I do a lot of stuff solo, and I pierce your chosen card with my sword. And I've always been one of those.
Cool.
I know. I definitely.
She's
would.
Badass.
She's a modern woman.
Yeah.
And I dance with the silver rings. I combine a lot of the. My background is in Middle Eastern dance, so I
oh,
have
cool.
a lot of this Middle Eastern dance flair to my magic. And there's a lot of movement and colors and costumes. And I definitely am, you know, right there on the stage, and I'm definitely in the magician. At the helm of the show, or the, you know, I'm right there in the forefront next to Roland, and I can hold my own on the stage, which is a little bit different than what people are usually used to. And so from people's stereotypes, what they have, we kind of have to bring them slowly into showing them that, yeah, I definitely can hold my ground. So we show each other, we introduce each other. For this show, and then I do the first solo piece, and it kind of establishes right there that she can handle the stage.
I think so, that's excellent, and I think, you know, I'm sitting here saying musician, magician, I'm sorry, have another glass of champagne, but the reality is, when I was first reading about that, I come from a musical background and in bands and performance, and a lot of my friends are, you know, women performers and musicians. And, you know, especially when you get into the rock and roll, you know, arena or blues, there's kind of that thing of, you know, men are the rock and rollers, you know. So
right.
I was wondering, like, in the actual industry itself, as being a woman, definitely, okay, you can handle the stage and you're definitely there and good. How hard is it in the industry as a woman?
Yep, that's...
I want to jump in here because I think, you know, there is a long tradition, but it's not a large number of women performing magic.
Okay.
But from an audience perspective, it's wonderful for women and men to come and see a show and be completely surprised by seeing a female magician.
It's part of the magic.
Really resonate with that because we like the traditional magic, but it's nice to see a woman who's strong.
Mm-hmm.
And is in control and is good. And so women really love watching that.
You know, and really the magician's assistant, you know, you kind of, at least I know I do, I kind of block that because it's like Vanna White and her arm's always shaped in the shape of an L, and here, look what he just did. You know, and you kind of block that side out after a while anyway because it's kind of dumb.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, so to have a woman go up there and actually perform, I say yay to that.
Yeah, hell yes. You go, girl.
Oh, that's
got to make for a much...
Another toast to magic.
Yeah, yes, another toast.
Well, it's got to make for a much better show.
It's really
absolutely
fun. It's really, really fun. And we say that people from 8 to 108 will like it, and they really do. There's kind of something for everyone. There's a trippy piece, and there's a skill piece, and there's a humor piece, and there's... you know, all these different flavors that we've really kind of perfected over these 7 years that we've been really working together. And
mm-hmm.
We've just kind of honed everything and scaled it down and brought this into a parlor setting, a Victorian-inspired parlor situation. And
cool.
We love it. It just gets people back to those times when magic and mystery were just, it wasn't the cheesy magic. It was really this sense of wonder and awe that is just so needed right now. And it's
mm-hmm.
lovely. And you know when the magic happens because you hear the people in the audience go, take that
yeah.
breath in. And it's just, that's magic. That's the magic.
That's cool. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it seems like this is going to, I was reading that you only have 35 people that can be in there as seating. I mean, this is kind of a private, intimate scene, isn't it?
That's right. It's really up close, and it is a small room, but it's decorated in a Victorian-style parlor with lots of decor and old suitcases, and it's very cool and very beautiful. So, but when people come in, they're so amazed that they're so close, because when
mm-hmm.
you see magic on television, you like it, but you say, oh, it must be trick cameras. And then when you see
right.
it on the stage, you say, that's very cool, but I wish I was closer. But when you're right there, you're touching the magic, and we're right in front of you. It's the most powerful that magic can be is when it's up close, and it's wonderful for us, and it's wonderful for them. So
it
it's
sounds
really
like
a
you're
wonderful
really going,
and we like it close.
Right,
it's
like you're really going
well.
For a true performance. This is like scaling down, you were saying, it's like this is something really real and tangible, yet of course it's still magic and illusion. But it just seems to be that, you know, you were saying earlier that this is what we all need right now. I mean, if you look across the board how our lives have all changed, we're going back to basics. We are cutting back. We're, you know, looking at quilts differently than what we used to, you know,
sure,
all those
right.
kinds of things. But going back into that kind of setting where it's about the performance, that's cool.
And it's about the audience experiencing something and being transported away. People are having all kinds of difficult times today, whether it's
mm-hmm.
health, financial, and it's just nice to sit down and be transported to another era when it's live entertainment, and people really walk away feeling something. A lot of times people don't even get up out of the seats after the show. They actually sit there for minutes after we walked away, walked off, said it was our last piece, and they're just kind of still
wow.
in that wonder or that magical moment, and it's really touching for us to see them not wanting to get up, not
mm-hmm.
wanting to come back to reality. But that's a different reality, too, and it's wonderful to have us share it with them and them share it with us.
Now,
we have so many.
Go ahead.
Oh,
I was just going to ask,
can a trick go wrong? Tricks
yeah.
can go wrong. We generally... That's not our problem.
Well, I'm just, you know, because, you know,
potentially, sure, anything can happen. Normally what you do, and this is one of the ways you see how good a magician is when something does go wrong, you see what they do and how they get out of it. And as an audience mm-hmm. member, you should never even know. It's like musicians when mm-hmm. maybe somebody misses their cue and the rest of the band keeps moving and they pick them up again at
yeah.
the next time around.
Okay.
And you shouldn't even know.
And, you know, sometimes when a trip, something does go wrong, it leads you to a different place in that trip. So maybe you might say something and you get a laugh. You're like, wow, you didn't really plan for that. So you add that to your repertoire, or you learn what to do or what not to do. And so that's what's great about a live show is that
right.
you are walking that tightrope, and that audience is right there with you all through those teetering and tottering, and they know that show is just for them. That show is their show, period. So if there are certain mistakes that happen, everybody's having a good time because they know that that is their show.
And a lot of
that's what you're exactly right about that. I mean, as a musician, it's so funny. I'd be in rehearsal or practice and, you know, oh, I can't hit that note. That's not my key. Suddenly you're on stage. Oh, boy, suddenly I can hit that key. I have no idea how that happened, but I can hit it.
And what's fun about being so close is it's not a mistake in a way, but it's just audience actions and reactions, and people will say the funniest things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're scared, or they're surprised, or they go, oh no, and we react to that with them. So then everybody does know this is a live show. It's your
right.
show. There'll never be another show like this ever. It's our show. We had a woman, I don't know, a month or two ago, that was sitting in the front row, and Susan does a double sword dance, and
wow.
I mean, she's a few feet away, and this lady's kind of flipping out anyway. All the front row is, and these cards fly up in the air, and Susan stabs a card. And the sword goes right by this woman's head. And she screams and throws her glass of red wine up in the air, and it went up in the air and mostly fell on her. And then she just starts laughing her head off. And everybody was
everybody had a great time.
Everybody was
roaring
because awesome. It was so funny.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody knew that they were so glad that they were a part of that evening's show just to witness that. It was just...
Right.
Everybody was on for that ride at Roller Coaster. We're all hanging down, you know, hanging on and screaming and going through the turns and up. And it was just, that's kind of what we want our show. And that's how
energy.
Exactly. It's
the energy.
And
that's what we need now. And I think that's part of it where you're in such a huge, and I know you guys can perform to huge audiences and things like that, but I think what you're doing is very cool that you've kept it where, okay, this is something intimate, that you're just really part of it. And I think having that energy all together is really special. Now, you're doing 52 performances starting
52.
February 5th. Are you crazy?
Partly, I think so.
I don't think so. Oh, it must be the champagne going in. We can do it. No, we're really excited about this. We are.
Yeah, that's 3 months of shows. It's 4 shows a weekend, partly because the show is so small that we have to have more shows to let the people see the show.
Right.
So instead of doing one show with 200 a weekend, we have to do 4 to have the same amount of people.
Wow.
And that's what's really fun about it. So we'll have 52 shows in 3 months. And we're going to go through them fast, and we're going to have a great time.
And
well,
I would like
you
to
know, we're going to try and get out there when we can. It's very difficult because every time you guys have a show, we're doing a show. So I was going through the schedule going, darn it. So, you know, we might have to cancel one of our shows to come to your show. But
well, you have 2 seats in the front row.
Yep, well, just parlor seats.
Well, I'm not going to drink red wine. I'm bringing my champagne for that one.
Bring your thermos.
I know those flying swords. Everybody, carnivalofillusion.com. The show begins February 5th, and it's at Doubletree Reed Park in Tucson, Arizona. And, you know, go check out their website anyway, because if you have a corporate group, or they actually do they go out and perform in all kinds of venues. So anybody looking for that, too, definitely check them out. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you know what? There's a secret, too, because it's a show about magic, mystery, and secrets. The secret is if you put in the code BLEND, B-L-E-N-D, for the big blend, you get $5 off each ticket.
Ooh.
Okay, everybody.
I like it.
Look at that. We like these illusion magicians that bring out little special dollars. Save us dollars. We all need
that's
that, too.
That's always wonderful these
days. Absolutely. Again, carnivalofillusion.com. Thanks so much.
Nancy and Lisa, thank you.